Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I have some charges on my card, and I'd like to find out what they're for.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have your zip code so I can pull up an account, please?
19116.
Thank you, sir. One moment. You said 19116?
Correct.
And your first and last name, sir?
Robert Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M.
Mr. Graham, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
15153 Sunflower Drive, Philadelphia, PA, 19116.
And I thank you for that information this afternoon, Mr. Graham. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. Good. Mr. Graham, it looks like someone paid shipping and handling on, Monday for a Vibe watch. It's one of those smart watches that monitors your steps and
Let me just get this straight. I purchased a watch, and then I have to go to a different company to pay for shipping, and they're both full of quality. Is that the idea?
No, sir. If you would have let me finish before you interrupted me, I was about to say someone paid $7.92 for shipping and handling for a smartwatch. The additional charges of $18.94 for a one-year warranty for the watch and a pair of earpods. Thank you.
I don't want the earpods, and I don't want
Okay, sir. Well, I can cancel that. It's okay. Please don't get upset with me. I'm just answering your questions and answering the phone.
Just cancel both of them, please.
Yes, sir. I sure will. Just a moment. Okay, sir, the products have already shipped out.
I'll ship it back.
Okay, and then I need to give you that information.
Go ahead.
Yes, the expected delivery date on those products is going to be Friday, tomorrow. Let me see what the return policy is. Okay, and it was actually a 14-day trial, sir. So it says,
okay,
I can discount it by 35% if you like for the end of trial price.
I don't want it.
Okay.
It's too sketchy for me. You guys are just a little too sketchy.
Okay, even if I were to take 50% off the end of trial price, sir?
No, I don't want it.
Okay.
You got too much bullshit going on with that.
Okay. Well, let me give you the return address when you receive the products. We just ask that you you can either just refuse to accept it, or if you're not there when the postman comes, write return to sender on it. But this is going to be the return address if you want to take it upon yourself to return them, to make sure that you get the proper credit for them, because they won't, until they get the merchandise back, I can't do anything about a refund, but once they have the merchandise back in the warehouse, they'll issue you your refund.
All right.
Okay, the address is going to be 105 Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Way, number 179, And that's in Milpitas, M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S.
M-I-L-what? Spell that again, please. M-I-L-what?
M-I-L-P-I, P as in Paul, I, T as in Tom, A, S as in Sam, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Thank you.
Just simply send it back. There's no return merchandise authorization number I need to issue or anything like that. You should receive the merchandise on tomorrow. And if you can just be there when the mailman comes, you can just let them know at that juncture that you don't want it and that you refuse to accept it. And they'll have to return it.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I do apologize for any inconveniences may have caused you, Mr. Graham, but I hope you have a great day. And I thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.